Republican leaders meet in Japan.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More U.S. troops to Iraq. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered 450 American military advisors to Iraq. It is a new effort to bolster Iraqi troops as they try to retake Ramadi, the Anbar provincial capital seized last month by Islamic State insurgents. The White House said the new personnel would augment the 3,100 trainers the U.S. already has in Iraq. The United Nations is urging factions in Libya to accept a power-sharing agreement and put an end to nearly 4 years of political turmoil and violence. UN diplomats and other top officials meeting in Berlin Wednesday issued a joint statement saying an inclusive political settlement is the only lasting solution to Libya's problems. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has handed his resignation to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The resignation comes just after Turkey's ruling party lost its parliamentary majority for the first time in 13 years. The Prime Minister will stay in his post until a new government is formed. He is expected to make an attempt to form a coalition government. The right-wing Nationalist Movement Party is seen as a possible partner. Pope Francis has called on visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin to make a sincere effort to bring peace to eastern Ukraine. A Vatican statement released Wednesday after a one-hour meeting said the pontiff stressed that there must be a great effort to end the rebellion launched by pro-Russian separatists 14 months ago. For more on that story, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Burundi's president has officially delayed upcoming presidential elections. President Pierre Nkurunziza issued a decree Wednesday that moves the presidential vote from June 26th to July 15th and also revises the dates for National Assembly and Senate elections. African leaders, meanwhile, are sure to spend much of their time at this weekend's AU summit discussing the political crisis in Burundi. Anita Powell reports. Well, apparently we will have to skip that report. We'll try a little bit later. A study by the RAND Corporation says businesses face a growing threat from cybercrime. They say many companies think they are losing the fight against criminals who steal their money or trade secrets. The report says hackers are becoming more skillful, their tools more effective, and the market for their stolen information is flourishing. Florida Governor Jeb Bush is in Europe, where he hopes to bolster his foreign policy credentials in advance of his official presidential announcement on Monday. Jim Malone reports.
Jeb Bush's foreign policy trip includes visits to three U.S. allies, Germany, Poland, and Estonia, and comes just days before he takes the plunge and joins the 2016 race for president. During a speech in Germany, Bush urged the West to take a stronger stand against Russian aggression aimed at Ukraine under the leadership of Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom he called a ruthless pragmatist. Public opinion polls show Bush near the top of the 10-person Republican field at the moment, along with Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Jim Malone, Washington.
The Environmental Protection Agency says greenhouse gas emissions from airplanes are endangering public health. The EPA has proposed developing new rules to impose limits on them. The European Union's Justice Agency says it has arrested dozens of suspects in an international identity theft ring that involved millions of euros stolen from bank accounts. An agency known as Eurojust announced Wednesday it has arrested 49 suspects, mostly from Nigeria and Cameroon, in the investigation of some $6.8 million stolen from European bank accounts and transferred out of Europe. The European Commission says it is not satisfied with Greece's latest fiscal reform proposals. The Commission says new Greek proposals do not reflect earlier discussions between the EU and the Greek government. Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras was scheduled to meet in Brussels with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande to discuss new bailout funds for the debt-ridden country. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.